So why should we care about high school dropout rates or those who are unemployed between ages 16 to 24 or those who choose to not go to college? Well, half of dropouts require public assistance, up to $292,000 for taxpayers to pay for most of their lives. Women are 9 times more likely to become young single mothers who have dropped out, and dropouts are 80% of the incarcerated. San Bernardino County has a program to help youths find work and stay in school called WIOA, Workforce Innovation and Opportunity Act, and they have all sorts of programs and services that are free to help them. So we should pray for that, to be able to be blessed at the education to get out, that people are more aware of this program. Father, we pray that it would actually be a helpful one and that more Christian ones will rise up and also be a part of seeing a change to these dropout rates. Proverbs 10:4 addresses one of the issues. A slack hand causes poverty, but the hand of the diligent makes rich. And Proverbs 18:9 explains, whoever is slack in his work is a brother to him who destroys. So let's pray for a decrease in high school dropouts and more work between 16 and 24 year olds, so we see a decrease in those who are incarcerated and young mothers. The actual high school dropout rate in San Bernardino County is 2.6%. And that's countywide. San Bernardino, so the 4 cities that were identified as sinful cities, San Bernardino is at 2.6%, and so is Ontario. Rancho's at 1.6, and Fontana at 1.5. However, the worst in the county is Trona Joint Unified District at 58.5%. Now, they have a very high poverty rate as well, and they are way out there in the middle of the desert area and have experienced quite a few major earthquakes in the last several years. The next one is Victor Valley Union High School District at 5.9%, Barstow Unified at 3.4%, and Lucerne Valley Unified at 3.1%. So these are high rates, but of course, Trona exceeds them all. We also need to lift up the disconnected youth. These are people 16 to 24 years old who are not in school, nor are they working. In San Bernardino, the unemployed is 16.7%, no diploma 27%, 31% have a high school graduation, are high school graduates, and that's where they stopped. 27% got some college, and 14% got a college degree. In Ontario, the unemployed that we could find was 4%, 24% no diploma, 27% high school grad, 22% some college, 25% college degree. Rancho, 3.4 unemployed, 8.5, 8.5 no diploma. That's compared to San Bernardino at 27 and Ontario 27 and Fontana at 23. So I'll compare the four here. The high school grads are San Bernardino 27, Ontario 22, 25 for Rancho, and 23 for Fontana. So kind of near each other there. For some college, San Bernardino was 14, Ontario is 25 for Rancho, and 26 for Fontana. For a college degree, San Bernardino was 14%, Ontario 25, 47% for Rancho, and Fontana had 20%. So Father, we lift up those that have dropped out of school. We pray that there will be an increase in graduation rates in all 4 of these cities, and especially in Trona. We pray especially that that would decrease, that the dropout rate would decrease, and more would find a way to stay in school. We also ask God that you would find, that people would find ways to help the students be more motivated to stay in school. There would be more intervention for those who drop out. The highest rates of dropouts were among disabled, different disabilities, cognizant and physical. That more parents would take an active role in the children's education, that those who are 16 to 24 would be able to find jobs and have better work ethics and be motivated to stay in their jobs. That there would be more teachings, Bible studies, family discussions on the benefits of working versus being lazy. And God, we just ask that you would break the stronghold of entitlement that exists in our county, in our state, in our country, and that you, that pride would be, that they would fall with the pride and they would be humbled under the mighty hand of you, O God, and that you would tear down the arrogance that are in their lives, that there would be more understanding of your love, God, versus selfishness, because love does not think of itself. We thank you for your word. We pray that you would teach them good discernment and knowledge, for we believe in your commandments, Psalm 119. And in Daniel, as for the four children, this was the Nebuchadnezzar days with Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding and visions and dreams. So we pray, God, that you would grant those that believe in you knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom. And they in turn would share that with others on how to do that. You say in Proverbs, the mind of the prudent acquires knowledge and the ear of the wise seeks knowledge. So we pray the students will do that. You put a desire in them to do that. 2 Thessalonians 3:10, for even when we were with you, we would give you this command, if anyone's not willing to work, let him not eat. May this be taught in school, the importance of eating for a working for to eat, not eating to work. And we also pray, God, in the Proverbs, the soul of the sluggard craves and gets nothing, while the soul of the diligent is richly supplied. A slack hand causes poverty, but the hand of the diligent makes rich. And we thank you, God, in 2 Thessalonians 3, for we hear that some among you walk in idleness, not busy at work, but busy bodies. We know, God, that idleness creates trouble. Idle time, as they said in the old days, is an opportunity to tempted for sin. So we pray, God, that people will learn to work quietly like you command in that passage and to earn their own living. In Jesus' name.